thought we'd use this as an opportunity to kind of jump into it a little bit about some of the differences between Shabbos and Yom Tov. So last time we spoke about some of the Shabbos aspects that may or may not spill over to Yom Tov. I think we spoke a little about Kiddush, a little about Tzuda. So I want to go now from the other direction, namely a certain mitzvah that clearly permeates Yom Tov. The question becomes whether that mitzvah spills over to Shabbos as well. That's the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. So is that even an appropriate topic to talk about on Shabbos? Is there any degree, any dimension of Simcha that's fulfilled on Shabbos? So we know that when it comes to Yom Tov, the Torah says explicitly, V'simachta b'chagecha. It actually says, V'simachta b'chagecha b'sukkis. It says, V'simachta b'fesh b'chagecha b'shavuos. It happens not to say it by Pesach, but the Torah Shabbat is quick to point out that Shalosh Pan Mashona, that there is a hekesh between Chag V'matz, Chag V'shavuos, Chag V'sukkos. So therefore, there is a mitzvah in the Torah of Simchas Yom Tov Pesach as well. Rosh Hashanah, where it doesn't say it explicitly, this could be a machlekes Rosh Hashanah, whether it even is a mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur, where it doesn't say it explicitly, may also be a machlekes Rosh Hashanah, the Simchas Yom Tov on Yom Kippurim. But the question that we want to focus a little bit this afternoon is about Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't say it at all, but maybe we have a right to say that the dinim are interchangeable, Yom Shabbos and Yom Tov. Just as we saw that, according to some Kiddush and Suda and Oneg, maybe certain aspects of Shabbos spill over to Yom Tov, maybe it's a two-way street. Maybe the mitzvah of Simcha spills over to Shabbos as well. So in order to understand whether or not it's appropriate to discuss Simcha on Shabbos, we have to fine-tune a little bit what exactly Simchas Yom Tov means. What are we talking about? What exactly is the halacha b'chayv of us on Yom Tov? We have to begin to discuss whether it makes any sense to apply it over to Shabbos. So in the realm of Simchas Yom Tov, we find there are really three different dimensions of Simchas Yom Tov. There's Simchas HaKarbonos, the Samach B'chagecha, the literal meaning of B'chagecha, the Teshuvah L'Peh means not just your festival, but a loshen korban chagiga. The Gemara says that a person has to bring karbanos, and the mitzvah of offering karbanos, but particularly not just the korban chagiga, there's a special mitzvah of achilas besar shlomim. The Gemara says, maseches chagiga, that each male is obligated to do bring an olah shri'iyah to fulfill the v'lei ro fanei reikam. So you have to bring a korban olah. Then you have to bring the samach b'chagecha b'chagayis v'sachag l'Hashem. You have to bring a korban chagiga. And then there's another din, the samach b'chagecha, you have to bring shami simcha. And the partaking, the eating of the bizarre Shami Simcha, that's the Ika Simchas Yom Tov Amud BaTorah. So that's clearly one dimension of Simcha. That dimension of Achilas Bizar Shlomim is not going to apply on Shabbos, because on Shabbos, quite frankly, nobody's coming to Lila Regal. There's no mitzvah to visit Rishalayim, no mitzvah to come to Lila Regal on Shabbos. You couldn't even bring Shabbos Simcha if you wanted to on Shabbos, because Karbanos Yochan and not Decha Shabbos. So obviously the primary aspect of Simchas Yom Tov really doesn't make any sense in Shabbos, but there are other dimensions of Simchas Yom Tov that may be more applicable. So the Gemara Maseches Pesachim tells us that when was there a din of Achilas Besar Shlomim? That was Bizman HaMikdash. Bizman HaZeh, the Gemara says that we call Shar Smachos. Did we mention this last time? I don't remember anymore. Shar Smachos. And the Gemara says that Bizman HaZeh in Simcha El B'yayin. The Gemara says for women, so ain't simcha elah to buy them nice clothing, for children to give them candies, etc. The Gemara lumps this whole idea together called Shar Simachas. So there is a big machlekes in Rishonim, whether this whole institution of Shar Simachas is even derais altogether. The Rambam writes beferish that it is. The Rambam Michas Yom Tov writes that Yesh Bechlau Simcha Amur V'Torah Shar Simachas. The Rambam presents Simchas Yom Tov as being the primary Simchas Yom Tov as Simchas HaKarbonos. And then included in the subcategory is Shar Simachas. So even though in the Torah we don't have Simchas HaKavanos, we don't have a Mikdash Bizman HaZeh, but we do have Shar Simachas on the level of Dera Isa. And Tosfos in Maseches Boikot and Nafi Da'amar Beis claims that Shar Simachas is only Midrabanan. The whole institution of Bosu, yeah, whatever you think Simchas Yom Tov means, going to music box, playing with your kids, whatever you think you do, on Yom Tov is only a mitzvah of the Rabbanon, because in the Torah, Tosfos writes, the only mice that the Torah recognizes as an expression of Simcha is Simchas HaKarbonos. So this is a big machlokes in Rishonim. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos sides with Rambam's understanding that Shar Simachas are D'oraisa, because the Ramban presents the possibility that saying Hallel on Yom Tov is a mitzvah min HaTorah. What kind of mitzvah min HaTorah is it? It's not one of the entire mitzvahs. So the Ramban writes that maybe it's Nichlal in the midst of Simchas Yom Tov. If you would follow Tosfos that Simchas Yom Tov min HaTorah only includes Simchas HaKarbonos, so it would be absurd to talk about Hallel being a deraisa, based on what? So obviously the Ramban also sided with the Rambam. It doesn't mean that the Rambam holds that Hallel is deraisa, it just means that the Ramban, who says that Hallel is deraisa in Yom Tov, says it's based on Simcha, clearly indicating that the Ramban is in the Rambam's camp, the Shar Simachas is a deraisa.
Are these supposed to cause Simcha, or are the expressions of Simcha?
So you want to know what's the sober, what's the girl,
the
Rambam, go ahead. Yeah. So as an expression, supposed to do Dvarim Shel Simcha. We're going to get to the third part of Simcha in a minute. We'll see where, what the possible role of these things are as well. So you'll see in a moment. Okay, so again, so these other Shas Machos, one could theoretically do these on Shabbos. One could conceive of being a mitzvah in the Torah of, according to the Ram, maybe the Raisa, also Yayin, my wife, new dress every Shabbos, it's very expensive, small token or something. So one could potentially have such a mitzvah of Simchas Yom, the spilling of the Shabbos. So Simchas HaKamanos isn't going to exist, but Shas Machos, maybe it's possible these Shas can simcha. Then there's a third aspect of Simcha. That's what the Rambam writes in the Yom Tov, that a person has to be Samech to Tov Lev throughout the Yom Tov. One has to be in a good mood, one has to be in a cheery disposition the entire Yom Tov. A person gets upset, gets angry during Yom Tov. It's never a good thing to ever get angry. But on Yom Tov, so there's a real chiyuv that you have to remain in a cheery mood. That's what Moshe Sternbach points out in his Sefer Modern Muzmanim, that this is almost the third part of Simcha. This is not Simchas HaMikdash, this is not Kabbalah, this is not even Shas Machos, this is Simchas HaLev. So it could be that there is a relation between 2 and 3, maybe along the lines of what you're saying, that it could be that 2 is supposed to get you to the point of 3, and maybe 3 is supposed to express itself as 2. But it's not clear what's causing what. But it's clear from the Lashon HaRambam that there are two different aspects, two different dimensions of Simchas HaYom. So maybe that third aspect, the Shach Shabbos also, maybe you don't have to necessarily have Bas of the Yayin or whatever the definition of truth is in terms of a Maisa, maybe just Simchas HaLev, maybe that part carries over to Shabbos as well. So again, it's unclear whether there's any Simcha on Shabbos, and even if there's Muslim there is Simcha, we're not sure exactly which part of Simcha we're talking about. The first part we're pretty confident doesn't exist, but the 2 and 3 carry over or not is a little bit up for grabs.
Does Simcha HaLev, everyone agree that it's doing so?
The Gemara doesn't talk about it. The Rambam describes it. The Rambam writes in Chos Yamtiv Chayv Alam Yosamech Mitavleiv Koy Mechag. So that's the Rambam says. I don't need the Gemara for that. Suppose in Chumash, Simach Mechagecha means you have to be in Steir Simcha. Nachum Breslov said you have to be in Simcha all the time, but that doesn't say in the Gemara. The rest of it could be a grouchy, but on Yamtiv you have to be in Simcha. The Rambam writes that if you're married, you can't be grouchy the rest of the year because that's part of your shibudim to your wife. The Rambam writes in Chosishas. And a husband has to always be cheery when he talks to his wife because sometimes he gets married. His wife doesn't want to marry a grouch. She wants to marry a nice, friendly guy. So that's good in moments. So if the person is not friendly to his wife, she has the right thing to do in dirt. They ask you, why are you grouching?
The Rambam only brings down these three types of symptoms.
So the Gemara talks about the first two. That's the favorite. You remember Sachem, the Kuf, what is it? Kuf, Baba Sachem. That's what you need. In the middle of Abu Sachem, the Gemara clearly talks about both parts of the ground and the six back of Sachem also. And then the Rambam adds on the same deal. So what would be a test case? How would we ever prove whether there's such a chiyuv in terms of, let's say, we'll start from the bottom, we'll start from the last one, from the chiyuv of Simcha Shebalev, how would we ever test, ever prove that? So Rabbi Shishtorbach in his Sefer, in that piece of Adam Mizmanim, discusses the ramifications, the parameters of the third din, particularly as they relate to a Yom Tov. So he addressed the question that Rabbi Gamliel Rachmanim posed, that we know the Gemara tells us in Barakat and Nafi Dalet that the reason why there's no Avelus on Yom Tov is because Simchas Yom Tov is Daif Avelus. The Gemara says, let's say a person was sitting Shiva before Yom Tov, so like up to day 3 in Shiva, and then Yom Tov comes, so the Gemara says that Yom Tov cancels Avelus. Why does Yom Tov cancel Avelus? The Gemara says, Asi Esi Sharabim, Vidachi Esi Shal Yochid. But the mitzvah of the rabbim, Simchas Yom Tov is a mitzvah shel rabbim, it's a mitzvah that applies to all of Israel. The Esa shel Yochid is only for this particular rabbim and his family, only the krov of the mace. We have a clash between the Simchas shel rabbim and the avelus of a yochid. So Yavo Esa shel rabbim yidchei Esa shel yochid.
What about the Esa shel yochid of avelus? What does that mean? Doesn't have a chiyuv to be said? It says chiyuv to...
Right, so the Gemara, okay, so we'll see in a minute what's going up against what. That the Lashon Gemara is this. The Gemara has been famous. Also, yes, the Sharab, and Dach, yes, the Sharab. So Rav Shtorbach starts to make some of the, add up some of the numbers, and he says, wait a second, it's not true. We find that sometimes Simcha is Deich HaVeilus, sometimes Yom Tov is Deich HaVeilus, even though the mitzvah Simcha Shalom didn't really kick in yet. Why hasn't the mitzvah Simcha Shalom kicked in? So there's a big question whether there's Simcha at night. Is it the first night of Yom Tov? Is there really a mitzvah Simcha at night altogether? The Gemara has a shaila about this in Maseches Pesachim, in the sixth parak. The Gemara has a machlokes about, can you have the possibility of eating Shabbos Simcha at night? Because, why not? I'll shech them in the day, and then I'll eat them basar at night. I can't shech them at night, because you can't shech kabbalas at night. So the Gemara has a machlokes of a run, whether you need Zvicha B'Shas Simcha or not. Because the Torah says the Pashas Kisavu, when they came to Greece, were able, and they shechted Kavanos, and they built a Mizbech. So it says, V'zavachta shlomim v'yachalta shom v'samachta l'fneshim l'kecha. So even though that wasn't talking about Yom Tov, that was a special mitzvah, that was a Rosh Hashanah. Once in the history of the world, they had to have a special shasimcha at the time of the, they built the Mizbech, and they built the, and they did the brachas and klos about Greece, were able. So the Gemara learns that it did from the other Torahs. The Gemara says that teaches us that Achilas Shlomim is an expression of Simcha. Well, it says, V'zavachta Shlomim Echalta Shem Samachta V'Shem L'Kecha. So the Gemara is in Machlok, it's one opinion, and the Gemara says, that V'inan Zvichim V'Shah Simcha. Since the Torah lumps together, V'zavachta Shlomim V'Samachta, is to teach me a drasha. Not only must the Achila be done in the time of Simcha, but the Shechita Gufa has to be done in the time of Simcha. Therefore, the Gemara puts two and two together. The Gemara says that on the first night of Yom Tov, how in the world are you going to have a Shah Simcha? How can you be Yaitse Simcha Yom Tov in the first night? When are you going to Shech the Shlomim? The Shech them at night, you can't Shech Chabonis at night. You must be Yom Tov Yaitse, you must be Yom Tov Chachem, you can't Shech Chabonis at night. So a Korachim, you have to Shech them the day before. If you Shech them the day before, they're no good. Because that's not a proper Kiyum of Zvichim B'Shah Simcha. So Gemara throws its hands up and says, you talk all right? And according to one opinion, there's no Simcha's Yom Tov on the first night of Yom Tov. The Gemara quotes another opinion that says, no, it's not true, but there is no such din. That pasuk is Zavachta, Samachta, is not really a din. The Dairus, and the Dairus shechts the Shabbi Simcha Erev Yom Tov. It'll leave to meet at night, and that's perfectly okay.
So is it that Simcha is not measurable if it's not a public event, or is Simcha defined by the public? Meaning, if I say I'm happy and I shecht it, do we not trust that person?
No, if I don't trust it, the din, the halacha is that Shabbi Simcha, the expression of Simcha Sayyam in that Dairus. The only way to really fulfill it with the other Mishlemus is to eat Shabbi Simcha. So there's one opinion that says that Shabbi Simcha only called Shabbi Simcha if they were shechted at the time of Simcha. If they were shechted prior to the time of Simcha.
At that time of Simcha has nothing to do. You didn't eat the carbon yet, so clearly there's a type of Simcha that exists outside the carbon.
There's a mitzvah deraisa to eat Shabbi Simcha on Yom Tov. That the Gemara says. So now the Gemara has a machlokes at Maariv. In order to qualify Shabbi Simcha, is it enough that they're eaten on Yom Tov, or do they have to be shechted on Yom Tov also? So according to one opinion in the Gemara, they have to be shechted at the time of Simcha. Since it's impossible to shecht at the time of Simcha and eat it the first night, the Mela Simcha Sayom only begins the next morning. So Rav Sternbruch poses a question, if that's true according to half the Amoraim, there's no real Simcha at night, so how does the night cancel Avetos? The Gemara says that a guy sitting Shiva for the last 3 days, come to the beginning again, he goes to Shul Meir, and the veil's over, he puts his shoes back on, he takes his kriya off, all the veil's is over at night. So the Echron of the Baal of the Kash, how is the veil's over at night? According to the half the opinion of the Gemara, there's no simcha until the next day. So how is the veil's over at night? So Reb Chaim also predated this question. Reb Chaim read his Baal of the Kash. Reb Chaim said the answer must be that there are Shabbos Smachas at night. In Zinuch and Abed, there's no Shabbos Simcha at night because of the technical glitch of you can't create a situation with Zvicha B'Shah Simcha. But Shas, you can smile at night, it's okay. Shas Chagol, you can make it to smile at night. So Reb Chaim says, not that you can be smile at night, you can have Bosom Yain at night, you can enjoy yourself at night, so the enjoyment that you're having at night, B'Shah Simcha, that's enough to kick in a bit L'Havelos. So Reb Sternbruch goes one step further at Chaim. Reb Sternbruch says, maybe and maybe no. Maybe there is Shas Machs at night, maybe there's not Shas Machs at night. But one thing for sure there's a night, and that's Simchas Alev. Simchas HaKorbanos, that's possible, doesn't exist at night. And maybe the Shas Smachos is also patterned after Simchas HaKorbanos, even though the reason of Zvicha B'Shah Simcha doesn't apply to Basavi Yayin. But maybe that's the din, the Raisa, the Rabbanah, whatever you think Shas Smachos are. So maybe at night is some of the first night is Mufka from Simcha. But to smile, to be cheery, so that you can do at night, and that you're mechuyev to do at night. The mitzvah of Chayavad Liyos Samech B'Tavlei Koshim is Kol Yumei HaRegel, that begins already at night. It says Rosh Tomrach, he thinks that which is Mevavdel Avelos is the Simchas HaLev. Why does Simchas HaKorbanos Mevavdel Avelos? Why is Basav Yayin Mevavdel Avelos? Let the guy be miserable. He'll drink his wine, he'll eat his meat, and he'll still be observing Avelos. Why is there a steer? Why can't you have both? So the answer is Kolzma that would be not on mice. You can have both. You'll be a little bit miserable, you know, a little bit of a Basav Yayin and shine. So the only reason why it's impossible to have both is because you have to decide your heart can't feel both. You're maisim, you can live a split existence in terms of maisim. But either you're in a good mood or you're in a bad mood. So if you're in a good mood, so then that's Yom Tov. If you're in a bad mood, that's Avelos. So since there's a chiyuv, a simple sharabim, the esei sharabim, to be chayvan liyosamech v'tovlei v'yimei hachag, so once that chiyuv kicks in, and that chiyuv kicks in right away at the beginning of the night, so once that chiyuv kicks in, memelo, that's going to be about Avelos. So that's what Sternberg says, that he thinks that's the answer to the other kash, another riddle that the Chorim asks. There is a machlekes Amoraim, machlekes Rishayim had a pasuk with the women of Chayavos and Simchas Yom Tov. The pasuk says, "V'samachta ata v'secha, v'samachta almana, ata v'ircha v'itecha," etc. The Torah speaks in multiple places about women being in the state of simcha and yontif. So the Gemara in Kedushin raises the question, but it's mitzvah seishas man grama. So why are women chayavos? So the Gemara has two answers. So one day the Gemara is the takanat chayavos, the isha bala misamcha, that I'm mechuyav to make sure my wife is happy. I have to make sure my daughter is happy. I have to make sure the almanas are happy in town. But in terms of the woman's chiyav herself, she can be miserable. She wants to be miserable. She can be miserable. It's my chiyav to make sure that she's happy. And the other day the Gemara says, no, it's an exception to the rule. Just because kiddush and matzah and hakal are exceptions to the rule. So simply as yontif is an exception to the rule as well. So that's an unresolved machlokes in the Gemara and an unresolved machlokes in the Rishon, machlokes in the Raavad. So comes Rosh Terbach and asks the same kasha, the same pizman. How could simcha, how could yontif cancel avelus for a woman? A woman sitting shiva. So we say, oh, we sitting shiva, get up from shiva and put your shoes back on and take your kriya off. Avelus is over because simcha's yontif just started. I mean, Simchas Yom just started. According to half the Rishonim, she's not mechuyav since Simchas Yom. So what koich is there in Simchas Yom to be mevatel avelus for her? So Rosh Terbach says the same word. That b'medim ha'mamurim that we say women may be pturos of Simchas Yom, that means the maisa mitzvah. Because the klal of it says that Shazman Grama was said of maisa mitzvah. The Simchas Halev is not nitam to Zman Grama. Zman Grama, we find the show for Tzitzis, Luvah, Sukkah, all the mitzvahs maisiyos are subject to the klal of Zman Grama. A mitzvah shebalev is not in the parasha of Zman Grama. It's so radically different, it's not even subject to the Torah of Zman Grama. So a woman chayavas to be happy on Yom Tov. A woman also can't be grumpy on Yom Tov. She has to be cheery, the same as a man. So that's not because of Yishabal and Sam. The woman has to be cheery because Sevach Mechagecha speaks to her as well. So the same Pizbin says Rosh Terbach, that's the reason why Avelos is canceled for women as well. So ultimately, when you're looking to see what criteria of Simchas Yom Tov is the Mevatel of Avelos, the focus is not on the Maisim. It doesn't matter whether you have to be in Shami Simcha or not. It doesn't matter whether you have to Bosu Yayin or not. None of that really matters. What really matters is, if you have to be cheery in Yom Tov, you can't be Avelos. If you don't have to be cheery, then you can be an Avelos. It's men, women, day, night, it's all the same. They're all included in the Chiyah of Ha'alev of Simchas Yom Tov, the Mela Avelos goes by the way. So even...
Where does he get this idea that women are not, that women are
side and it's not cessation as my grandma?
If it's
a simple shibboleth, where does he get it from? I don't know if he has a mokhav. It's an interesting svar, but I don't think he has a mokhav. There aren't that many mitzvah shibboleths in his grandma. It's all of one, maybe. That's about it. So it's hard to prove that it's random. So this whole idea that almost a test case of whether simcha shibboleth is going to spill over from Yontif to Shabbos. So we said that to say that Simchas HaKarbanah spills over, definitely not. To say that Simchas Maisim and Bosu Yayin spills over, probably not also. The only thing that we could possibly salvage and spill over to Shabbos is a Simchas Shebalev. So now we have a good litmus test. Now we have to take a look at Uchaz Avelos and see, how does Uchaz Avelos play out on Shabbos? So if Uchaz Avelos is suspended on Shabbos, the same way it's suspended on Yom Tov, so that would be a good proof that there's some kind of a Simchas Shebalev in Shabbos also. If Shabbos doesn't impact on Avelos, if Avelos is business as usual on Shabbos, so then the picture is going to be totally different. So, Taka, what is the din? Is there Avelos and Shabbos? There's no Avelos and Shabbos. So, the Gemara said beferish that for the most part, there is Avelos and Shabbos. There is a din of Dvarim Shabbos for Hesra, not Noyeg. That's the detail. But fundamentally, there is Avelos and Shabbos. Dvarim Shabbos sit on Noyeg. And Shabbos counts towards the Shiva. So the Shabbos doesn't come and cancel Avelos. Shabbos puts on hold certain public expressions of Avelos. Never have to be put on hold. But fundamentally, you can't have Tasha Shemitah, you can't do Rechitza, you can't learn Tamatar Ritzina. There are a lot of things that Rav cannot do in Shabbos. So doesn't that point in one direction? That's a Machlokes and Rishonim. Does that point in that direction or not? So Tosfos writes, that Tosfos makes this observation. Tosfos raises the question, how come Yom Tov cancels Avelos and Shabbos doesn't really cancel Avelos? Why is that phenomenon true? So Tosfos writes, you know why that's true, Zok Tosfos my Katan? Because of this cloud that on Yom Tov there's Simcha and on Shabbos there's no Simcha. Sure. So Tosfos discovered America. Tosfos says, that's the answer, that's the underlying principle. So according to what we're saying, you put together that Tosfos and Sturmbruch, then all the pieces of the puzzle connect. That Tosfos is Mechadish, from Luchas Avelos, Zevman from Dois, see from Luchas Avelos, that Yom Tov cancels, Shabbos doesn't cancel. what aspect of Yom Tov cancels the Simchas HaLev, and we see from here that there is no din of Simchas HaLev in Shabbos. Shabbos has other mitzvahs, the Suda, there's Kiddush, there's Einik, there's Kavod, there's the Chomer, there's a lot of other things, but in terms of the real bona fide Simchas HaLev, it doesn't exist. You want to be grumpy and grouchy on Shabbos, as long as you're not married and you're not a breastless, so you can be grouchy on Shabbos also, it doesn't matter. But that's all she does at Tosis. But not everyone agrees to Tosis. The Ramban is the same Kashis as the Ramban Tosis Adam. Raises the same dilemma. How come Yom Tov cancels Avelos and Shabbos doesn't cancel Avelos? So whereas Tosis developed the whole brisket Torah, simple, yeah, no, there's one din simple, no din simple, there is a simple, not a simple. Ramban says, no, the reason why Yom Tov cancels and Shabbos doesn't cancel is a purely technical issue. Because the din is that Moshe Tikkun of Yisrael Shivus Yimei Avelos. If the Akonis L'chamim was 7 days of Avelos. If you didn't tell me, says the Ramban, that Shabbos cancels Avelos, you'll never have Shivus Yimei Avelos. There's no such thing. There will never ever be L'chaimah, the whole Takon is going to unravel. Because every week of Shiva will always have a Shabbos in the middle. He said, not all weeks of Shiva can have Yom Tov. Once every couple of months, you have a Yom Tov sneaks in there. So if and when you happen to luck out and your Shiva gets chopped off by a Yom Tov Zolzayin. But to say that Shabbos is going to chop every Shiva, so that you can't call Shiva anymore. The whole word Shiva means 7 days. There'll never be 7 days. So says the Ramban, it's pure technical grounds that Shabbos doesn't cancel. What do you see from the Ramban? That if not for the technical quirk of that will undermine the entire Takkanah of Shivus Yimei Avelos, it would have made a lot of sense. Shabbos and Yom Tov conceptually are the same. Calendarically they're different. Technically they're different, but conceptually they're the same. And Shabbos should have canceled Avelos, the same way Yom Tov canceled Avelos. So maybe one could argue, according to the Ramban, that since the Gemara does say the favorite Shabbos, according to the Dal, that it's the aspect of Simchas Hayom that cancels Avelos, so maybe that means, according to the Ramban, there is a Simchas Hayom in Shabbos. Maybe it does carry over. So Simchas Hamayi Simtap, it doesn't carry over. There's no Kabbanas, and maybe there's no Bosom Yayin even, but in terms of, you may have to have a nice meal of Oinek, but it's not really Simcha. So maybe, according to the Ramban, there is a Simchas Halev on Shabbos, perhaps. But I call upon him, Toys the Sheikh Beferi Shana. Toys is right, Beferi Shana. So this Machlaikis, we're claiming is a Machlaikis. Toys Beferi Shana, there's no Simchas Yom Tov on Shabbos. And we're guessing, but we have all the pieces of this puzzle that the Ramban may disagree. So we know there are some Rishon who say it explicitly. The Rishon who say it even more explicitly than the Ramban. There's a Shit Mekubet says in Maseches Ksubis that says that you're not allowed to get married on Shabbos near the Torah because it says Mesemach Mechagechav Lo B'Ishtecha. But that's not talking about Shabbos, it's talking about Yom Tov. So obviously the Shit Mekubet was of the opinion that Shabbos and Yom Tov, maybe Shabbos and Yom Tov is all the same. Shabbos, Yom Tov, it just means a day Shvi'is in the Malach, so it's all the same. So that's a startling statement. We usually don't assume that most Tosis would never say such a thing. But there is a Shit Mekubet in the first Baruch Ksubis that says in the Farish. Many of the Paitan, many of the Rishon who wrote the Zmiris for us also seem to be of that opinion, because many of them make reference to the fact Kiyom Samachas Samcheni. There are a few phrases here and there in some of the Zmiris. The Zmiris are written by a great David Chachamim, so many of them make reference to the fact that Shabbos is Zman Simcha. So that may mean in the halachic sense Kiyom Samachas Samcheni. Taisus would never sing such a song. They would say that's not right. Kiyom Samachas. You've been grouchy on Shabbos. I have to say Kiyom Samachas. So it sounds a little bit like they're. That's a very, very tricky phrase. It's not really true. There is a velos. It just means that no velos for hesia. But that's not because of kiyom semachas. So that holds near. That zema needs a lot of touch up in terms of api halacha. But getting back to, see, won't sing in the zmiris to shams. So we can't be here talking about the zmiris to shams. But when you see that zmiris next time, so you have to really delve into the amkus of that.
Can we just repeat
the Shittim Kubetzet? The Shittim Kubetzet says that if you get married in Shabbos, that's a violation in a third, the Samachta v'chagyecha v'lo b'ishtecha. The Gemara says in my Kotan that you can't get married in Yom Tov from Chol Moed because that reason, so the Kubetzet carries it over to Shabbos. It's a very, very difficult Shittim.
Only Yom Tov means that one's supposed to eat meat.
Only Yom Tov doesn't mean meat. Only Yom Tov means enjoyable food. The Gemara says, only Yom Tov, you should have a nice turnip dish or something. The Gemara says, you have that and good food. If I like ice cream, that's only Yom Tov. That's only Shabbos. Simchus Yom Tov, the Rambam writes, means Basar. The Gemara never says that. The Gemara says, Bizman of Mikdash, you have to have Bisar Karbonas, and Bizman of Zay, you have to have Yayin. Never does the Gemara say that Bizman of Zay, you have to have Basar and Yom Tov. The Rambam writes in Chus Yom Tov that Bizman of Zay ain't Simcha Elab Basar of Yayin. So the Beis Yosef is the Kash in this Rambam. Beis Yosef said, how in the world did the Rambam know that there's a mitzvah of Simcha and Basar? The Gemara says, Bizman of Mikdash, there's Bisar Shlomim. And the Gemara says, Bizman HaZed is Yayin. How did the Ram know to connect the two and say, Bizman HaZed is Basar V'Yayin? So that's why the Beis Yosef left it out in Shulchan Aruch. Because Yom Tov, it doesn't say you have to eat meat on Yom Tov. It just says you have to drink wine or whatever. the equivalent or something. Rentus, whatever you think wine is, this part is only for people who are legally permitted to drink wine. If you're underage to drink wine, I can't then drink wine. But for those who are permitted legally to drink wine, so the Shulchan Aruch writes, you should have a little bit of wine, not a lot. Comes to the drunk, you should have a little bit of this is going to get drunk. You should have just a little bit of wine outside the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch Dafka deleted the phrase Ein Simcha Ela B'Basil Yayin and quoted what the Gemara says Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin. But the Rambam has the phrase Ein Simcha Ela B'Basil Yayin. I remember years ago I used to go to California. I used to live in LA. I used to go there all the time to Yantip before I was a Rav Mishul. So one Yantip I was there, and one of the Rabbanim there told me that they showed me a so-called Kerry was floating around, promoting the fact that people are not treating Yantip, treating Chol HaMoed appropriately. People are going to pizza stores. That's considered to be the great Simcha and Yantip. They're going to pizza stores. I hope it was Chol HaMoed Sukkah, it's not Chol HaMoed Pesach. That would have been a big problem. So, no one was running to go have the kosher Pesach pizza. So when it said that it's not, it was a big ad in the newspaper, one of the from your newspaper saying it's a big bizarre of Chol HaMoed Mevazos and Mevazos, Eino Cherech Mevavol, you know, juice it up, but said that people are not having real Chol HaMoed, Yom Tov Tikkun, Mechubedik meals, they're just having sufficing with pizza and joint. And they said it's a gross violation of the halacha. And I remember it said in the year, Kakosuv, Kedisa, B'Shulchan Aruch, that Ein Simcha, Ein Simcha, El Mevazos, B'Yayin. So when this Rav showed me this thing, he wanted to hear my opinion, I said, the person who put it in the air obviously never bothered to look at Shulchan Aruch to see that that's exactly what the Shulchan doesn't say. Because in Beis Yosef, he goes out of his way to tell you that he's leaving out the word Basav Yayin. If it would have said Kedisa Barambam, that would have been okay. If it would have said Kedisa B'Shulchan Aruch Yayin, but to quote the Shulchan Aruch, what the Shulchan Aruch, Dafka went out of his way not to say, I thought that was a little bit misleading. So the Magen Avraham says it. The Magen Avraham adds on Basav Kedisa Barambam. Mishamura says it. But you got to get yourself these proper. It's incorrect. So anyway, but the lady post can be added, it's a nice thing to have Basav Yayin. For those who eat, don't eat flesh, those who eat meals on Yom Tov, so they're relying on the Beis Yosef. But again, those who follow the Rambam, the Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah would insist on having flesh on Yom Tov. Mechaz Chivich has a suffix, he's not sure when we speak about eating flesh on Yom Tov, or Yayin and Yom Tov, whatever you think what Yom Tov means, that means you have to have each meal, or that means once every 24 hours, you can have, you have to have supper and lunch, dinner and lunch, you have to have basa, or it's enough just to have one of the two. That's a big nafkamina in Shavuos. A lot of people like to have milchit meals in Shavuos. So those who are having one of the meals on Shavuos milchits are usually relying on that mechasinic, whether they know it or not. They're relying on the combination. Maybe you don't need both meals, and maybe we don't follow the Rambam. That's the limus chus in having all milchit meals. No, not al tzud. He says that maybe the din is that each unit of Yom Tov requires an expression of simcha. Maybe.
So, but
yeah.
If you need each meal, it has to be a chesed,
no? No, he doesn't mean meal. I just say meal because you're eating meal. He means each unit. At night, you have the little boss of Yayin. At night, a little boss of Yayin at the daytime. He says he's not sure. So, what I usually do is, on Yom Tov proper, even though mikra din is no chiluk between Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed, Yom Tov proper, so we always have flesh with meals, so I always have a little bit of wine at each meal. On Chol HaMoed, I also try to be makbid to have a little bit of wine. Again, this is because I'm over 21. But so I try to have a little bit of wine both at night and in the daytime. It's very tricky at Chol HaMoed because in Yom Tov you don't drive. So Chol HaMoed has to drive, so you have to be very, very careful. So usually I have my cup of wine right before I go to the mamash. That's my cup of wine at night. And in the daytime I try to time the cup of wine in a way where I know for sure I'm not going to be driving for the next couple of hours. And I have a little bubbly, little 3 ounces, that much of a 20% bubbly soda wine or something. So it's probably not too much of a problem anyway. But you have to be very, 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 very careful. Chamisa gantim yisura. So when it comes to yayin, I try to be machbir if I can to have a little bit at night and a little bit of the day. When it comes to basar, so I usually need to be more makel. Get all the intellectual cholesterol. So I try to be more makel that I have a little bit of basar. Either at night or the daytime. So since the whole basar is very, very shaky anyway, you want the Shulchan Aruch, you don't really need it. So what's up, Sahid the Bialma? So for that, we can rely on the Mechasin. If there's real flesh around, like not much real basar around, Matayv. But I try to convince my wife, she always makes real basar for Yom Tov itself, Chol HaMoed, even though Mikra didn't find no real difference between the two, Chol HaMoed, I make a Basar Of. Sometimes people make a Basar Of, it's also called basar. So I try every day of Chol HaMoed to have a little bit of flesh, it's either at night or the daytime at some point. We'll include the famous story that happened a couple of years ago. It's famous, told it over Shul many times. That it's called the Turkey in the Tunnel Shaila. We were it was Chol HaMoed Pesach, and my family couldn't get the rach together about where they wanted to go for Yom Tov. So half the kids, the the boys wanted to go one place, the girls wanted to go somewhere else, so we had a very frugal, very religious family. We had two separate trips. So we were supposed to meet up towards the evening to get everybody to go to the same concert or whatever it was. So I was driving from Liberty Science Center into the city to try to pick up the rest of my family. And we had, it was Pesach, so we had, matzah, we had sandwiches, all kind of stuff in the car. At some point we were going to eat, and I got stuck in terrible traffic. So I'm sitting in the Lincoln Tunnel, and I see it's going to be Shkia very, very soon. And I realized that I hadn't eaten any meat that night before, Nanny, because I had some meat with me in the car, but I hadn't had a chance to sit down. I thought I would make it to the city well enough time before Shkia. And then I realized it's 2 minutes before Shkia, so I told one of my kids to bring me the bag from the back of the car, so it was turkey in it. So we had a new chumrah. So me and the boys, we were all machbet to call it the turkey and the tuttle chumrah. And as the sun was setting, so we each had a slice of a slab of a turkey, to l'kayim the mitzvah sefer yomtiv, according to those who say that you have to have basar and yomtiv, and according to those who say besar of counts, according to those who think turkey is kosher. So we have all those three things put together, so now what we do is a mitzvah. We think the turkey is straight, what we did was we ate l'chol sasuras, and we hope that the turkey, we think that the turkey is kosher. Okay. Anyway, we didn't get to finish everything, but at least we touched a little bit on some of it. Yeah, hopefully the Shabbat Yom-Tov will get into a little bit of a normal pattern. We'll start to get into a regular routine in terms of challenging. Yeah.
I just don't understand about the
marriage thing.
Why is that like the opposite of, it's not the opposite of